Mo money, mo problems. More like no money, big problems. That's a Grammy-nominated second single and 10th track on the first disc of the Notorious B.I.G. album, Life After Death. And it's the theme of our series this week, The Color of Money. If you live in communities of color, like, say, in Harlem, in Compton, California, in Detroit, Michigan, you may think that the color of money in this economic downturn is more red with all the fees that you're charged or the ad campaigns that you've maybe witnessed, like this one.
This is Russell Simmons, successful entrepreneur and philanthropist. He thinks everyone should be financially empowered. So he developed the Rush Card. It's a prepaid Visa card. There's no credit check. Everyone is eligible to sign up. You don't even need a bank account.
You don't even need a bank account. Welcoming back to the program now, Dr. Boyce Watkins, professor of finance at Syracuse University and founder of YourBlackWorld.com. He's in Oswego, New York this morning. Dr. Watkins, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
In this economic downturn, is it fair to ask the question, what is the color of money for communities of color, that you get an ad like that from, Russell Simmons, who's someone with a lot of credibility in the African-American community, offering a no-credit check, anyone can get a Visa card, is that a good deal?
Well, I'll say this. Russell would not be able to make money from this card if he were not fulfilling a need that isn't currently being filled by someone else. So I don't think Russell's the devil, but I don't think he's the philanthropist that he's proclaiming himself to be. I think that this title of him being a philanthropist and wanting to empower people is really sort of a preemptive strike against those who are going to accuse him of exploiting a community that has a fundamental historical problem with having access to capital, access to checking accounts, access to many of the basic services that many of us are able to obtain as Americans.
All right, well, let's talk about this. You've got a combination of people underserved by the banking community in communities of color, African-American communities, places that I've just sort of mentioned. And as a substitute, it actually costs money to be poor. How does that work when you pay a fee to actually be at the low end of the economic spectrum?
Well, if you go back to the idea that, you know, if a man is in the desert and he's thirsty, then he'll pay $10 to get a sip of water, even if he only has $10 in his pocket. And so, it's a very interesting sort of idea here. He's saying, I'm giving everyone access to the American dream, but I never really knew that the American dream consisted of having a piece of plastic that puts people further and further in debt. But even a pimp that helps, quote unquote, helps a young girl get off the street, he can say, I helped you because you were homeless when I met you and now you're not. And so she may actually have to agree with that. And so if you look at the way the Rush Card or Rush Card is structured, there are a lot of fees on this card that don't exist for other cards. For example, there's a 1995 activation fee, which doesn't exist on most bank cards. There's a $1 a day convenience fee, which I don't know exactly why you're paying for convenience, but you are. There are fees for ATM cash withdrawals. They go above and beyond regular ATM fees. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Well, are you calling Russell Simmons a pimp?
No, I will say that... well, maybe I am. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge. Yeah. But what I'll say is that I don't think Russell's a bad person per se. I will say, though, that if we want to put Russell in a different business, I think that other entities should maybe go a step further than Russell and actually solve the problem that Russell claims that he's dealing with. You know, the analogy might be that someone used this with me the other day, a guy named Ryan Mack. He said, well, it's sort of like saying if you got a cavity on the left side of your mouth, you should chew with your right. Instead, why not actually dig to the root of the issue and deal with the financial literacy problems that exist in the black community? Why not deal with the lack of basic services that, you know, President Obama and his administration could actually play a role in helping to fulfill? And then at the very least, the Rush Card might still exist, but the fees would be lower and more acceptable.
Yeah, you've almost answered the question I was about to ask, which is, isn't there some call for getting these services to people in these communities? And why shouldn't African-American businessmen, stars, people who've made a lot of money, why shouldn't they be going in and trying to make money out of something that is legitimate?
Well, absolutely. And that's why I say that, you know, when I jokingly allow people to refer to Russell as a pimp, I don't disagree with them when they say that. At the same time, I say, well, you know, pimps wouldn't have much business if there were someone there to actually help the prostitutes. You know, and the analogy could be that if the Obama administration and other groups were to step in and or if these banks were to step in and realize how much profitability exists in these underserved communities, then that would create that competition that
well,
we need.
But, you know, let me give you the kind of Glenn Beck freak out question here. OK, Professor Watkins, I mean, you know, and I don't go along with Glenn Beck, but there are plenty of people who would say that, OK, if you're trying to get a jumbo mortgage but have credit problems, you have to pay more money up front, that fees aren't necessarily race-oriented. They basically reflect an issue. If you're a higher credit risk, you have to pay more money up front, and the fees are all about that. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I would say that he's right to a point. Paying a higher fee, it can certainly be justified if your credit is poor. The question is, how much higher should that fee be?
Right.
You know, it's like if I say to you, well, my daughter should be punished for not doing her homework, you would agree. But if I were to stab my daughter, you'd say, well, hey, maybe you went over the top. And so
I wouldn't say maybe. I don't think I would say maybe.
Exactly. Exactly. But I love my daughter. I wouldn't do that. But what I'll say is that, you know, these fees they certainly should be higher for those who have poor credit problems. But what happens is that, because the communities are so underserved and the lack of access to capital is so critical, the fees end up being far higher than they actually should be. And that's really where the challenge is. I don't think Russell should be out of business. I just think he should have a little more competition.
Well, you'll be talking to Russell for the rest of the day, that's for sure. But, you know, we got to
go.
Yeah,
he's going to be mad at me.
We got to go. But, you know, I love the things that you do with numbers, Professor Watkins. And maybe next time we talk, we could together design a kind of cost of poverty. You know, there's cost of living index, but I'm wondering if there's a cost of poverty index that you could add up these fees and sort of create a cost of living in one of these communities of color. Dr. Watkins, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Boyce Watkins is professor of finance at Syracuse University, founder of YourBlackWorld.com, part of our Color of Money series right here on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.